Hare Krishna. Meditation is a combination of concentration and relaxation. In our stress-filled lives nowadays, many people look to meditation hoping that it will relax and rejuvenate them. But when they get down to the reality of practicing meditation, their hopes are sometimes dashed because they find that meditation, say mantra meditation, wherein they want to focus on some spiritual sound vibrations such as the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In such meditation, they often find themselves extremely, they find that it requires a lot of labor. It requires effort to concentrate, and they think that this effort itself is tiring. So they say, I already got enough sources of stress and energy exhaustion in my life. Why should I add one more source? And thus they start thinking of giving up meditation. However, they have got only part of the experience. Yes, meditation requires concentration, and concentration requires effort. At the same time, once we put in the concentration, that concentration brings about a connection with the Supreme Reality Krishna, who is the source of all strength, all pleasure, all peace, all relaxation. And this meditation offers this form of connection with Krishna, the meditation that connects us with Krishna offers the greatest relaxation. In contrast, other forms of meditation, often what they do is, they may some relax our stretched muscles, and they may in that way give us some sense of relaxation, but they do not disconnect us from the cause of stress, that is, our worldly attachments. Devotional connection with Krishna, on the other hand, purifies us of those attachments, and thus enables us to become composed and relaxed from our very core. And this progression of effort for concentration and the fruit of and the progression towards relaxation is talked about in the Bhagavad Gita's 6th chapter. In 6.26, it is stated that yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad atmanyeva vasham nayad. So Krishna says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram, the mind is restless, unsteady, tatastato niyamyaitad, from there bring it back under control. Atmanyeva vasham nayad, bring it under self-control. This is the endeavor part. This is the part where we have to strive for concentration. But if one continues doing this, then what happens? Krishna tells in the next verse, 6.27, Prashanta manasam hienam yoginam uksukam uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. Prashanta manasam hienam, that the mind becomes prashanta, it becomes very peaceful. Yoginam sukham uttamam, the yogi becomes supremely peaceful. Uttama sukha they get. Upaiti shanta rajasam. Where does this sense of relaxation, peace, happiness come from? Shanta rajasam. The source of agitation that is there within, in terms of agitating desires, rajoguna, that is pacified. Brahma bhutama kalmasham. One understands one's spiritual identity, being cleansed of all kalmashas, all contaminating desires and attachments. So thus, when we recognize that meditation is a combination of concentration and relaxation, we don't begrudge the effort required for the concentration, because we know that concentration is the pathway to relaxation, because concentration brings about the connection with the source of all relaxation. And the more we practice and train our mind to concentrate on Krishna, the less effort will be required for concentration, and the greater will be the relaxation and rejuvenation that we will experience through meditation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.